AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Palestinians are asking for a ceasefire around the Gaza City hospital, the scene of intense fighting between Israel and Hamas. Palestinians want to move sick patients out. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there is more than just sick people there.
We have information that confirms that Hamas is using that particular hospital for a command and control node and probably storage of equipment, weapons up underneath that. That is a war crime. That does make it much more difficult for the Israeli Defense Forces.
On the witness stand, David DePap, the man accused of attacking former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer last year, said he went to the Pelosi San Francisco home as part of a bigger plan to end corruption in the U.S. DePap said he wanted to talk to Nancy Pelosi about Russian involvement in the 2016 election, wearing an inflatable unicorn costume and uploading his interrogation of her online. Nancy Pelosi was not home at the time. As he heads to a pivotal meeting at the APEC summit in San Francisco, President Biden says he has a simple goal.
The president will meet with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping amid sharp differences between Washington and Beijing. The president's aim? Get the two governments' communications back on stable ground.
Being able to pick up a phone and talk to one another if there's a crisis. Being able to make sure our military still have contact with one another.
The long, complicated relationship's been under heavy strain this year, from U.S. export controls to a Chinese spy balloon, among other things. While in California, the president will use a summit of Asia-Pacific leaders to show the world the U.S. can focus on the region, even while dealing with wars in Ukraine and Gaza and domestic policy crises. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Inflation may be heading steadily back toward its pre-pandemic levels. Labor Department data showed a broad-based easing of inflation. This is AP News. An arrest has been made following the death of a former NHL forward playing overseas.
Police in England arrested a man Tuesday on suspicion of manslaughter in the death of American ice hockey player Adam Johnson, whose neck was cut by a skate during a game. South Yorkshire Police did not name the suspect or provide his age. He was in police custody. The 29-year-old Johnson was playing for the Nottingham Panthers against the Sheffield Steelers on October 28th when he was struck by an opponent's skate blade in the Elite Ice Hockey League game. 31-year-old Matt Petgrave, who plays for Sheffield, was the other player involved in the grisly incident. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The BBC says two more people have come forward to complain about Russell Brand since it launched a review into the actor and comedian's behavior. British media outlets had published claims by four women that they were sexually assaulted by Brand. Brand denies the allegations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.